Now, Palestinians in Gaza have marched in front of the UN office to protest against the inaction on reconstructing the war-wracked besieged territory. Gazans say the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, has failed to speed up the rebuilding efforts and ease Israel's restriction on the entry of construction materials. Thousands of homes were either leveled or destroyed during Israel's assault on Gaza that left thousands homeless and vast landscapes of destruction behind. UNRWA said the extent of Israel's war damage was worse than first thought. It called for political action, saying the time for humanitarian action alone has passed. Meanwhile, the Committee for Monitoring Gaza Reconstruction said it will take at least 20 years to rebuild the blockaded coastal enclave. Joining us now from Gaza is Press TV's Ashraf Shannon with the very latest. Now, Ashraf, it is hard to put into words the extent of damage physically, speaking of infrastructure and even psychologically when it comes to Gaza. However, tell us a bit more about this protest and why was this anger directed at UNRWA in particular?
Well, Kaniz, this was not the first protest in front of the UNRWA headquarters in Gaza. It's probably this is the third one, and the third consecutive one in since last month. Hundreds of protesters marched in front of the UNRWA headquarters, prevented the UNRWA vehicles, the UN vehicles, from entering the premises. They carried placards calling for immediate intervention by the international community to completely lift the blockade and bring about the free flow of reconstruction supplies into the Gaza Strip. The United Nations has mandated UNRWA to take care of the entry of reconstruction materials to fix the homes of the people of Gaza. We have to understand that the UNRWA is the UN agency in charge of Palestinian refugees. And we have to also understand that the majority of Gazans are Palestinian refugees who were displaced from their homes in 1948. Around 1.2 million Gazans out of the 1.8 million Gazans are Palestinian refugees, and they should be receiving aid and help from UNRWA. But despite that, UNRWA was supposed to take care of the trucks coming in from the only crossing with Israel, which is Kerem Shalom. But there's a slow pace of the entry of construction supplies. For example, tomorrow they're going to allow around 25 trucks carrying a very limited amount of construction supplies to fix some of the homes. We have to understand that nearly 20,000 homes were either completely or partially destroyed during Israel's 50-day war, and with this pace of construction supplies coming in, the very slow pace, it would take probably 20 years to rebuild what Israel has destroyed in 50 days. Now, this is what angered the affected people of Gaza. They plan to carry out more demonstrations in front of UNRWA and other international agencies operating in Gaza to demand an immediate end of their suffering. Thousands of people are still living under the rubble of their homes. Thousands more are living with their families. But, you know, people can no longer live like this. It's hard as it is because of the Israeli blockade that's been there for 8 years, and also the proxy Egyptian blockade. This is the third war in 6 years that batters the Gaza Strip. And it seems, when I talk to people, you know, there's some sort of an international conspiracy of silence towards what Israel is doing to the Palestinians in Gaza.
Indeed, Ashraf, very quickly, if you can, you have been reporting on the ground for us from Gaza for a while now. Do you think that this failure on the part of the UN to bring in the reconstruction supplies, to bring in the aid, is part of a lack of political will, or is it just Israel creating obstacles?
I believe that it's a mixture of both, a lack of political will, and also Israel, who with the help with the United States and other Western powers have been violating international law, violating international humanitarian law regarding the treatment of Palestinians. You know, the people of Gaza are de facto under occupation, as Israel still controls the air, the sea, the land, and everything around Gaza. So technically, the people of Gaza are still under occupation, and Israel continues with its treatment of the Palestinians, because it's given the green light by the United States and other Western powers to do what it's doing to the Palestinians.
Okay, Press TV's Ashraf Shahin, they're reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thank you for updating on the situation there.